Most of you know that we also have spoken word at this open mic, and one of our regular supporters is a fantastic writer and performer, and we're always happy when she comes. Her name is Suzanne Owens. Please give Suzanne Owens a big welcome. Louder, louder.
Thanks, Ellen. I just spent a long weekend with my son, who's going to the University of Delaware, and I drove there with his girlfriend, and we had a wild weekend. But this is something about him when he was younger and then older, and so I thought I was sort of inspired to read it. It's called Daffodils. For my son, after planting a fruit tree by my new house. Before I moved out of the old house, you wanted to plant a rose bush. It'll take 13 years to reach full bushhood, as old as you are now, I said. I'll have moved before I ever see it bloom. Plant it by my new house, I argued, and then grudgingly gave him out money. You wanted a corner out of the wind, yet made sure of space and sun enough. I leaned over the railing as you dug up less earth than rocks, using them as a fence around the plant, as the farmers once fenced in their fields. All summer, you made sure the bush, three hopeless twigs, never lacked a ring of moisture. Within the stone enclosure, in August, you strode in, leaving the door open, called me in the kitchen, "Come outside, hurry, hurry up." We leaned over the railing, gazed down, and there a bee disappearing into the first rose as if attempting to sip out a life force or communicate with a creative God. I reminded you of the spring when you were three, and burst into the kitchen just as you did now, pushed me out the door to see the daffodils. Daffodils we'd planted in the fall. With chubby, small hands, mud heavy, you doled them out to me, patted down the earth over each as if putting a baby smaller than yourself to sleep. Then you picked that one, squeezed and tasted it, and demanded to know its secrets. Was it garlic? How did I know the bulb would be a daffodil? We broke the casing, peeled the layers away, but the flower was not crumpled up inside as you expected. I tried to explain how it would rise with an afterlife when winter was past. But, you asked, when would winter come? How long would winter last? A long, long time, I said. Like you, I lived in a faraway future then, when everything was something you could either plant or pick, and winter remained a state with borders you crossed into and had a language of its own. Now, winter sounds a theme always with insight. Each season past, with its small variations, lives on the same road. I look down one side and up the other and recognize each mailbox linking the way and the road sign that tilts into its own warning. Thank you.
One more hand for Suzanne Owens. She'll be doing a mini